We finished off our last topic in Mishnah Aleph, which was about the implementation of the rule Vasitem lo kasher zaman to do to the witnesses exactly what they schemed to do. Now we're going to get a better sense of what exactly is an aid zomeim, as opposed to another category, which is an aid sheker, a lying witness. The aid zomeim is sort of a higher level, especially according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir really is the one in these two Mishnah, we're going to do Mishnayot Bet and Gimel. And Rabbi Meir, in both these Mishnayot, sort of explores this idea and prompts us to notice the idea that not every lying witness is also a scheming witness. But there's another way. A witness might lie, and their testimony might be disqualified, and nonetheless, they would not suffer the punishment v'asitem lo kasher zaman, because they didn't qualify as a eid zomeim, as a lying witness. And it's this machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim and his colleagues that lays at bare this distinction for us between the eid zomeim and the eid sheker, the scheming witness and the lying witness. So the case under discussion is, midin anu b'ish ploni, witnesses come and say, we testify about ploni, about some guy, shechayav l'chavero 200 zuz, that he owes his fellow 200 zuz, v'nimse'u zomamin, and then subsequently those witnesses were found to be scheming, found to be zomamin, lokin umeshalmin, they have two penalties, they both get lashes, and they have to pay the 200 zuz, shelo hashem hamvi'oli de makot, v'vi'oli de tashlumin, because it is not the same category that brought to them makot, lashes, that also brought to them tashlumin, payment. And we'll sort of unpack this in the next Mishnah. It's not going to be totally clear until we see the next Mishnah. That's why we're doing these two Mishnah together. Divi Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim omrim, but the Hachamim have a different perspective, which is, kol hamashalem eino loke. Somebody who pays money doesn't get to also have lashes, doesn't have to have lashes as well. In other words, Hachamim do not dispute Rabbi Meir's fundamental frame, which is that there are two violations that the eid zomeim in this case has done. What they dispute is that their two separate violations caused the eidim zomeim to receive two separate punishments, lashes and also paying the 200 zuz. According to Chachamim, according to the colleagues, they only make the eidim zomeim liable to pay the 200 zuz. They don't also get lashes, because once you're paying, you don't get lashes as well. That's the first case in Mishnah Bet, and it's the second argument in Mishnah Gimel that really explains Rabbi Meir's position and how it's rooted in the psukim. Midin anu beish ploni shu chayav malkut arba'im. So this case is, the witnesses come forth and say, we testify about ploni, about this nidon, that he is liable for 40 lashes. 40, as we'll learn, is the maximum number of lashes according to the Torah. So presumably the case is something like, oh, we saw this guy eat something forbidden, eat some forbidden fat or something like that, and the punishment for eating that is 40 lashes. These witnesses are trying to cause somebody to get 40 lashes. But the witnesses were found to be scheming. Lokin shmonim. They are lashed 80 times, meaning they're lashed for two different prohibitions. And now Rabbi Meir will explain the two different prohibitions that are at play. Mishum lo ta'anev reyacha eid shaker. Because of the prohibition, do not answer for your fellow as a lying witness. So there's one category of a lying witness, which is in Shmot, in Parshat Yitro, in the Ten Commandments. Umishum v'asitem lo kasher zamam. And there's a second category of Edim Zomamin, which is in Parshat Shofatim, which we spent a whole episode of this show on. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Rabbi Meir points out that being a lying witness and being a scheming witness are two different prohibitions. So if there were two Edim who wanted to try and get somebody liable for lashes, and then they're found to be Zomamin, they were found to be scheming, then, according to Rabbi Meir, they violated two different prohibitions of the Torah. One, they lied. Two, they're Edim Zomamin. Then, they should get 80 lashes, they should get lashed for two different prohibitions. But the Chachamim say, but the Chachamim, again, without disputing Rabbi Meir's basic framework, dissent, Ein Lokin Ela Arba'im. They say that they only get lashed 40 times. They're not explicitly disputing Rabbi Meir's framework, that Eid Sheker and Eid Zomeim is different. They're just disputing his outcome. Because one of the interesting things about Rabbi Meir's position here is that he essentially thinks you can go above the maximum of 40 lashes in the Torah because you get lashed for each prohibition. And it seems like here, the Chachamim are trying to say, no, Eid Zomeim and Eid Sheker, they're close enough, you don't need to go above the 40 maximum. We'll find other cases in the third perek with Rav Michael Rosenberg, where you might get more than 40 lashes, but the Chachamim think that this is not one of them. The Mishnah still hasn't explained exactly how one becomes an Eid Zomeim and what makes an Eid Zomeim different from an Eid Sheker. That'll be in the next Mishnah. But that's the machloket in two parts between Rabbi Meir and his colleagues, the Chachamim. We'll continue in the next episode with the rest of Mishnah Gimel that talks about the difference between the two cases that was just discussed. Case one, monetary penalty. Case two, malkot, or makot, or lashes.